This is KUT. It's been several weeks since funding for the Federal Children's Health Insurance Program, also known as CHIP, expired. Congress still hasn't reauthorized the program. In Texas, it's hard to tell when exactly money for it will run out. State officials say it could happen as early as January. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports local advocates say that means the program could be thrust into chaos in a matter of weeks.
Laura Guerra-Cardis works with the Children's Defense Fund here in Austin. She helps families enroll in CHIP. She says her main worry right now is a state law requiring officials to give families on CHIP a 30-day notice before the program shuts down.
It is very likely that sometime in the month of December, and it could be as early as December 1st, families in Texas will start receiving letters about coverage termination.
Guerra-Cardis says about 400,000 children are enrolled in CHIP here in Texas. And unless Congress acts quickly, lots of families could receive that termination letter right around Christmas.
Even getting a letter like that, even if the program is eventually refunded, is going to cause incredible levels of stress for most families and chaos for some who cannot afford to have a gap in coverage for their children.
She says that includes families of children who are receiving ongoing therapies or rely on medication. Guerra-Cardis says that will mean some tough financial decisions. And that's the stuff we do know. Another issue here is that we know very little about what will happen after those letters get sent out. For example, we don't know what happens if the money gets reinstated.
I don't think state law ever got that granular.
That's Ann Dunkelberg with the Center for Public Policy Priorities. She's an expert on Medicaid and CHIP policy here in Texas. And even she can't say what to expect in the coming weeks because there's very little policy around this.
Nobody was looking for, you know, anticipating this kind of circumstance. So we've just never gotten this close to a deadline.
Right now, the plan is to shift the families that lose coverage to the online marketplace created by the Affordable Care Act. But Dunkelberg says there are very few scenarios where this shift doesn't cause a gap in coverage. For one, timing is really tight. It's possible enrollment for the marketplace ends around the same time families get those termination letters. And then Dunkelberg says not all families will qualify for subsidies to help pay for plans in the marketplace.
In which case, it's really unlikely that their low-income family will be able to enroll if they don't have a subsidy. And then the other thing is the computer systems.
Those computer systems at healthcare.gov are programmed to send people who qualify for CHIP to enroll in CHIP. If there's no CHIP, it will take time to smooth out those logistics. Dunkelberg says any scenario here is going to be complicated and hard to plan for. That's why she says Congress needs to pass CHIP funding before December. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.